From his prison cot for 27 years, Mark Shand plotted out a retail empire he'd been envisioning since well before his arrest.
I would like lay in the bed, my eyes wide open, looking at the ceiling, just thinking of color scheme and picture the uniform, you know.
And he'd also imagine eating and serving something other than prison slop.
The food in there is atrocious. I mean, everything is dehydrated or you know, just try to stay away from the processed stuff that they sold you in the commissary.
Which may explain why today, a free man at 54, he's a devotee to fitness and nutrition.
Jazzy, what's the name of this? What's doing this? Berry Fresh?
Okay. And why his new chain of smoothie bars called Sweetwater advertises only fresh ingredients.
I often brag that if we got no oil, sugar, or butter, we don't cook with it, we don't use it, we don't have any here.
Shand opened this New Britain, Connecticut cafe a year ago. The mayor cut the ribbon. At first, Shand says customers came out of curiosity about his backstory, but now they come for the healthy shakes.
How are you, sir?
I lost 5 pounds, man, since Tuesday.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, man. Thanks to y'all guys.
See that? There you go. Good stuff.
This business is meant to reboot a career Shand says was stolen from him at the age of 19. In the months before he was arrested, he'd been preparing to open his first clothing store.
And I signed a lease. I got my LLC. Had I not been locked up, where would I be now?
Shand always insisted he was nowhere near the 1986 nightclub shooting in Springfield, Massachusetts, that killed a 25-year-old bystander. In 2013, new evidence convinced a judge to let him go. But as an exoneree, Shand did not qualify for job training, tuition help, or other reentry services offered to people on parole. So he had to take jobs in manual labor at UPS and a gun manufacturer. And he got tired of the long hours dictated by a boss. It wasn't exactly the same as prison, but it wasn't different enough.
Plan on never working for another person again if I could help it, you know.
But to start his own business, he needed money, and he says no bank would give him a loan. He's filed a civil lawsuit against the cities of Springfield and Hartford, but that could take years. That left his only recourse a state statute that allows compensation to those wrongfully convicted. When Shand was released, the maximum was $500,000.
They made it as much work and trouble as they could.
Springfield lawyer John Thompson has represented Shand for decades. After Shand got out, Thompson thought the state would right its wrong without a fuss. But he says the Massachusetts Attorney General's office fought against the payout from the get-go.
The Attorney General's office has been litigating these and forcing people to go 2, 3, 4 years out of prison before they can get anything.
But Attorney General Maura Healey says the legal process takes a long time because it's designed to be adversarial. She says her office has no choice but to defend the state against the exoneree.
Some might look and say, well, if the court decided to release this person, then Commonwealth, why don't you just write the check? But the statute only permits recovery if that person has established, has proved actual innocence.
This is common in many states. On the one hand, legislators agree that courts make mistakes, but they don't want to pay people who only got out on a technicality, so exonerees have to go back to court for compensation. Healey says she would like the Massachusetts legislature to create a whole different system for wrongful convictions, one set up as a simple claim process, not a legal fight.
I am sure that Mr. Shand would have liked to have seen recovery sooner. I can't imagine what it's like to have lost 27 years of my life, but we have to follow what the current process is under the law.
Since Mark Shand's case, and partly because of it, future exonerees will have it somewhat better.
We found that the law wasn't working the way we expected it to.
State Senator Patricia Jalen helped write the compensation law in 2004, and last year she helped rewrite it as part of the Massachusetts criminal justice overhaul. The wrongfully convicted still have to prove their innocence, but the cap on restitution was doubled to $1 million. Plus, they get job training, health care, and other services. Their claims are supposed to be fast-tracked in the court system, and the state pays attorney's fees.
It'll be more likely that attorneys would be willing to accept a case that might require a lot of work if they're going to get attorney's fees separate from the compensation they get for their client.
The changes came too late for Mark Shand. When his case finally settled in 2017, he accepted $50,000 less than the maximum. After he paid his lawyer, he got $300,000, which comes to about $11,000 per year of incarceration. But that was enough for him to buy a rental property and to pay startup costs for his smoothie business.
See, an refrigerator, stove, blender, big freezer in the back.
When I told Shand, he strikes me as a good example of why states have these compensation statutes, to give someone the means to start over after years behind bars. He expressed a rare moment of bitterness.
No. 100% no. I disagree with that.
Frankly, he says, it's no one's business what exonerees do with their money. This is not a start over grant. It's a moral debt.
They should be compensated because they wronged you, and they can't give you your years back. So the fact that they yanked me and incarcerated me for 30 years, the money they gave me means nothing.
Today, Shand is relying on his own business acumen more than any state assistance. Last September, he opened a second smoothie location in Hartford, tucked in the corner of a noisy deli. On opening day, his grandchildren were giving out free samples, and his youngest son, Quentin, was on hand. Quentin was in utero when Shand went to prison. Now 31, he's passing out flyers to advertise the shop.
I pretty much handed out a stock, I don't know, maybe like 200-300 of these to individual people. Hopefully they come, so.
If all goes well, Shand hopes to open a third smoothie location. Eventually, he'd like to hire ex-inmates, the innocent and the guilty. But the first men he tried to help just didn't make good enough smoothies.
You got to make sure the product is right or the customer base will be gone. You know, smoothie people, they finicky. If they smoothie ain't right, they're out of here. And I got to protect the business. I can't, you know.
When a new customer comes in for the opening, Shand offers to make his favorite smoothie. It's called the Linda and John Thompson, in honor of the lawyers who helped get him out of prison.
It is the freshest thing. Pineapple, green apple, ginger, lemon.
He pours the thick liquid in a large plastic cup and lets it almost overflow beyond the dome lid. He hands it to his 5-year-old granddaughter.
Here you go. Be careful. Wait a minute. Use two hands. Come on. Say, here you go.
Thank you.
Say, you're welcome.
And with that, Mark Shand swings open the piece of plywood that leads out of the kitchen nook and apologizes for rushing off. He's late to meet a realtor for what could be his next business venture, a downtown sports bar. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.